From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A coerced prisoner exchange offered by Turkey to the U.S. Turkey says it would release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who has been detained for nearly a year, if the United States extradited Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara blames for last year's failed coup.
Ondan sonra bizden kalkıyorlar.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, before parliament saying, and then the U.S. gets up and says this, that, and the other. Give us so-and-so cleric. Well, you have a cleric there, referring to Gulen. You give him to us, and we'll give you this one. Brunson, who has lived in Turkey for 23 years, and his wife, Noreen, were arrested for alleged immigration violations in October of 2016. She was released while his charges have been upgraded to supporting Gulen's network, which Turkey has labeled a terrorist organization. The couple ran a Christian church in the Aegean city of Izmir. Noreen met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson during his visit last month. Tillerson said then that Brunson had been held unfairly. North Korea is accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of exploiting the death of college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being imprisoned and tortured by the Kim Jong-un regime. North Korea's foreign ministry called Trump an old lunatic on Thursday and accused the United States of sending Warmbier to the country on a criminal mission. Warmbier was imprisoned in North Korea for 18 months for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. He was returned to the United States in a coma and then died in June. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.